Kokura Judo acquitted itself well at provincials from April 5 to 6 in Prince George. All told, 22 competitors from 100 Mile House competed during the games, bringing home several medals including 3 gold, 2 silver and 3 bronze. Kokura Sensei Ian Briggs said he felt all his students had a super weekend of competition. "I was super pleased. I think the team placed pretty good. We were right around 11th place out of the 25 clubs that were there," Briggs remarked. When all was said and done, Andrea Nadert, Maximilian Springman and Maya Mason took gold, Ian Sisson and Nabil Lourade won silver, and Mike Gibbs, Ty Street Pierre and Tyson Dean all brought home bronze. Briggs made sure to have his more competitive students such as Mason also compete at the age level above their own so they could gain some experience competing against more seasoned judoka. Others, however, competed in already competitive categories. There were people like Diana Kozakova, our immigrant from Ukraine. She had 15 people in her division and she actually won more matches than anyone else on our whole team and didn't medal, Briggs said. She worked super hard, but there were just too many people in her division so she couldn't get to the top. She finished 4th, which is pretty good for the provincials. Read more: 100 Mile Judo Sensei elected president of BC Judo. Springman has been a member of Kokura Judo for close to 7 years now, 3 years competitively. For the last 2 years he's been going to every competition he can to test his skills and attends a regional training practice every weekend in Prince George or on the Lower Mainland. "It gets a little overwhelming, but after a while, you get into the rhythm and enjoy it," Springman, 16, said. When asked why he enjoys competing in judo, Springman said that, as a kid, his answer would have been winning medals. While claiming gold still makes him happy, he explained it is the people he meets and the friends he makes that have kept him in the sport. At provincials this year, Springman said his personal highlight was beating another athlete whom he lost against last year. Winning gold was an added bonus, he noted. "It's a little surreal because you're standing there thinking, did I just do that? It is hard to describe without being there yourself, but I hope I keep doing that in the future," Springman said. Springman also enjoyed watching his fellow 100 Mile House judoka compete, noting a lot of the age categories below his U18 under 81 kilograms male category were super competitive this year. During provincials, he also refereed a couple of matches for the little kids. "While everyone who competes in the U8, U10 and U12 categories all receive a medal," Briggs observed, "his students still placed extremely well. Samuel Patel and Hanan Lourade both took first, Sawyer Vinge and Eric Lundsby both placed second, and Arev Patel and Odin Borga both finished third in their respective age categories." Briggs said that to get into nationals, judoka are judged based on their performances throughout the year, not at how they did at provincials. Springman is the only member of the club who will be competing in nationals this year in Montreal, with Briggs traveling with him to support him. Springman is excited to have the chance to compete at the national level, noting he's been training for this moment for years. Thanks to his hard work, his trip to Montreal will be covered by a sponsor. Nationals this year take place from May 23rd to 26. "I'm ecstatic. This is definitely going to be the largest tournament I've gone to in my entire life," Springman remarked. "I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm definitely feeling confident, especially when I've been training for 6 to 7 months constantly dedicated to that. I've had friends bug me saying I should join rugby or these other sports and I'd really love to, but judo is just such an amazing sport and it's a time investment to get to nationals.